Everything that is real at one level of consciousness is unreal at another. If you want to make an angel, you must project it. But to do that, you must be in a state of consciousness that accepts angels as real. In India, there's a specific region called Devaloka where angels abide. But it's not the same as heaven. It's understood that all lokas or other worlds are layers of consciousness. Therefore, angels are part of the whole self system. The rishis tell us that projection affects all the koshas. While we are creating meaning in the material world, we are changing every level of consciousness and therefore every level of creation. Angels exist because they have been projected in consciousness. Just as a movie requires an image, a projector, and a viewer, so do angels or any creation in consciousness. In terms of Vedanta, three elements are involved. The seer or observer is rishi. The process of projecting is devata. The thing projected is chandas. In the movie house, the audience is the rishi. The machine run by the projectionist is the devata, and the images on the screen are the chandas. It's not so important to remember the terms, but ancient sages hit upon a universal rule of consciousness called 3-in-1. If you occupy any of these roles, seer, seen, or the process of seeing, you occupy all of them. These modest-sounding words have the potential to revolutionize the world. Only in the unity of all three roles do we achieve our complete power as creators. At the soul level, all three roles are enfolded into unity. That's why God is the creator and his creation. Once he projects his creation outward, unity turns into diversity. This is Vedanta's equivalent of the Big Bang. When the creator begins to look at himself, instantly there's a 3-in-1 state. An observer, rishi, beholds an object, chandas, through the process of observation, devata. As soon as the three emerge, the entire universe emerges with them. The matter and antimatter dispersed by the Big Bang are only one facet of an invisible mechanism in which the creator suddenly sees what's possible, and in that seeing, the possible becomes true in infinite variety. We shouldn't be surprised that the entire universe contains only 4% visible matter and energy, the remaining 96% being so-called dark matter, whose function seems to be that it holds the visible universe together in some mysterious way. Creator doesn't have to be a person. It can include the invisible field from which everything visible is organized and upheld. The 3-in-1 state wouldn't matter if it didn't affect everyday reality, but it does. Seeing is enough to create. The observer effect, as it is called in physics, literally creates matter. It takes an observer to turn the invisible energy state of an electron into a specific particle located in time and space. Before the observer effect takes place, there is no electron, only the possibility of one. Our eyes cannot detect it, but we are immersed in a sea of possibilities. Every possible electron that could ever exist is here right now. We pluck electrons out of the sea of possibilities simply by looking. Somehow the Vedic rishis understood this astonishing fact. How? Because they watched the process firsthand, not with electrons, but with the rise and fall of events, which was so fluid that to them it was no more than a dream. The spookiest thing about the observer effect is that when you see a single electron, all other electrons are affected. This makes sense only in a universe where there are no single electrons, only a vast, all-encompassing web of charges, positions, spins, and points, which is exactly the view on which theoretical physics is converging. The Vedic sages call themselves rishis because to them everything comes back to the observer, the seer. Seeing is the ultimate creative act.